You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, show number 216. And on today's show, it is Christmas Eve, for those of you who celebrate Christmas, which I do. And regardless of whether you do or not, hopefully you will celebrate what I'm going to share today, which is a message of hope and belief in many different areas of our lives. So stay tuned. That's today's show. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Ulmer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Well, hello and welcome to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast. I'm Jackie Ulmer, and it is, as I mentioned, it's Christmas Eve 2015. I don't know when you're listening to this, and I don't know if you celebrate Christmas. If you do, Merry Christmas. I hope you're enjoying the best of all that this season has to bring. I hope that you are relaxed and rested and joyful and peaceful and not all stressed out and focused on what Christmas is really not all about. And so on today's show, I'm going to keep it short. It's not going to be super long, but what I really wanted to do is talk a little bit about a message of hope and belief. One of the things I love about this time of year is that it always just instills in me a true sense of hope, that there is hope in the world, and that no matter how down we might be, or things that are going on in our lives, or maybe the year hasn't quite turned out like we thought it would be, maybe we're not as far along as in our business as we hoped that we would be, maybe we're struggling with inner doubts and fears and frustrations with ourselves and all that type thing. And that's normal. Most of us go through that at different times and different phases in our lives. But what I really want to talk to you about a little bit is just having hope. Having the hope and then the belief. You know, this is a time of hope and belief. Belief in the unknown. Belief in things that we can't see. Faith. All those different things. And again, it doesn't matter what your religious beliefs are, whether you believe in God, whether you believe in a higher power, the universe, Allah, Buddha, it doesn't really matter. Hopefully, as human beings, we have hope, we have faith, and we have belief. And that's really what it takes to be successful in life, I believe. But I also believe that that's a big part of what it takes to be successful in business. And certainly in any entrepreneurial type endeavor, a home-based business, network marketing, MLM, direct sales, party plan, whatever it is exactly that you are doing, we've got to have hope, we've got to have faith, and we've got to have belief. And we have to wake up every day and focus on those things, as well as gratitude, but they all kind of go hand in hand. It's important to focus on those things and every day really control what it is that you put your focus on, what you put your faith in, what you put your hope in, what you put your belief in, and then certainly backing all of that up with gratitude. You know, it's a wonderful time of the year. And I say that. I just recently posted on Facebook that, you know, it was kind of a challenging few weeks for me on Facebook as I watched so many people at the depths of despair with the loss of loved ones and catastrophic things that were going on in their lives. And at the same time, the extreme height of fabulousness in the lives of other people. And nothing quite brings that to the forefront like social media does and can. And, you know, social media, it's one of those things, it's a beautiful thing, and it can also be a negative thing in our lives when we focus too much on looking at the lives of other people and thinking, oh my gosh, you know, everything's so perfect for them, they have it so great, and why am I struggling? Why am I dealing with this lack? Why do they have so much abundance when I don't? It's so easy to get caught up in that with social media. So if that's one of the things that's bringing you down, I want to encourage you to take a break from social media, take a break and spend some time in gratitude, spend some time in planning, spend some time getting into that place of hope and belief and faith for yourself and for your business and what that's going to bring forth for you in your life. We're going to talk in the next two shows that are coming up. Those are the two shows to close out 2015, and we'll be talking about that. We'll be doing some goal setting for 2016 and doing a recap of 2015. I do that every single year. I do both. I do my goal setting. I do my business planning. I've been working on business planning really heavy duty the last 2 weeks, more intensely than I ever have in the past. And I'm excited to share some of what that looks like with you on the next few calls. But right now, whether you're listening to this on Christmas Eve, maybe Christmas Day or after, even the after, when it's kind of funny, sometimes we can wake up on the 26th and look around and all the brightness and the beauty of the holiday season sometimes seems to dampen just a little bit on the 26th when we kind of have that letdown. It's like it's all over. The gifts are open, the wrapping paper's thrown into the trash, the meal's been cooked and cleaned, and you know, things just don't quite look as sparkly as they did in the days leading up to the big event. But it's important that we keep that hope, that belief, that faith all the way through. It's important not to let the season just be one that's very short-lived. And so that's really what I want to leave you with today, just a short message of that exact thing, that hope, that faith, that belief, that knowing that all is right in your world, all is right in your business. You're exactly where you need to be. And if that's frustrating to you and you're not where you want to be, I'm going to encourage you to listen to the next two shows and really buckle down and let's come to terms with why that is. And let's take some steps to move beyond that for the future, beyond that into 2016 and well beyond that. So from the bottom of my heart, from my family to yours, from my home in Ventura, California, to wherever you are in the world when you're listening, I truly wish you a Merry, Merry Christmas, a wonderful, joyful holiday season. And we'll be talking about the happiest of New Year's in the next few shows. Have a Merry Christmas and enjoy the evening, enjoy the day, and let's really make this next year sparkle and shine. Thanks for listening. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com, my 25 best lead sources online, how I've sponsored nearly 2,000 people into my business all online. You'll get my nuts and bolts on exactly how I build my business online and how I've created a lifestyle business with my laptop and internet. You can also get more at my blog, jackiealmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter, @JackieElmer, and I'll see you on the next show. Have a great day.